To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seok Jin, Min Yoon Gi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, sitting BTS.
Hello.
And welcome.
We're back.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
We're together too.
Yep. So I came to Kansas City this weekend. Yep. So I'm back in Kansas City.
By the way, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany.
And this is
Standing BTS.
It
was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Wow.
Okay. So let's talk about what today's episode is going to be about.
You guys. Oh my, I'm so excited to talk about this.
Yeah.
We just got to hang out for the first time. I don't know. Like a month.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been in the, you know, same city.
Same place. Yeah. So we watched a million BTS videos.
Yeah.
Which is our pretty much, I guess, like our favorite thing to do.
We got to do what we used to do when I lived here.
Yeah.
And we really missed it. So I went over to Kayla's place and we just sat down and got to watch videos. And we came up with the idea for this podcast today that we want to cover all of the music videos specifically.
Yeah.
But we realized that would take forever and that we cannot fit all of that into one podcast. So we decided that today's podcast would be just about when they debuted.
Yes.
So we're going to cover the music videos for No More Dream,
mm-hmm.
Bulletproof,
mm-hmm.
and No.
Yeah. And we know that No is not from their debut album,
yeah.
but it's still from when they were, like, brand new. Like, they were still kind of babies,
yeah.
you know, and it was still from that really, like, hip-hoppy
yeah.
era. So, yeah. So, No More Dream and We Are Bulletproof are from Too Cool for School. And then No is from Oh, Are You Late Too?
Oh, Are You Late Too, yeah.
yeah.
So, we chose to combine No with it because Oh, Are You Late Too? That one only has No in it.
Yeah.
For a music video, at
right.
least.
But anyways, we were really feeling, we love baby BTS.
We love it so much.
Yeah.
I love No More Dream. No More Dream is in my top 5 BTS songs out of all of their songs.
So after, I don't know, not being together for a while, this is what we wanted to do, watch
yeah.
baby BTS.
Yeah.
So I scrolled back I actually found this like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down, I was by myself. I think Jordan was at work and I sat down and I just like put on the absolute first BTS music video ever.
Uh-huh.
And I watched it. And I watched, like, all through their videos, all the way up to, I think, like, Save Me. So that's how I found out that you can just go back through when Big Hit posted. Like, if you scroll back to Big Hit videos on YouTube,
uh-huh.
you can see in, like, all of their trailers, all of their everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Even their, like, pre-debut stuff.
Yeah, so that's mm-hmm. what we, like, did earlier. Yeah. And anyways, I'm really excited to talk about this.
So we're also going to talk about the comeback trailers a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
But we just think it kind of sets the mood for what No More Dream and Too Cool for School is about.
Yeah, we just decided to, like, when we sat down to watch, we were like, well, if we're going to watch these music videos, let's watch the fucking trailers. Let's watch the teasers because, mm-hmm. like, that's how I felt like I was, like, you know, possibly, like, when I was trying to become, like, an ARMY, like, where I felt like I could own that, you know, share that title
mm-hmm.
with everybody else who's this, like, super fan of BTS. I was like, I need to go back and see where they started and how they started. And I imagine myself as a fan if 2013 Kayla was watching this, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so fun.
It makes it so fun. All right, so let's go ahead and start with the comeback trailer.
No,
not the teaser.
The debut trailer.
The debut trailer.
Yeah.
That's right. Not the comeback, because
the first time.
Yet. Yeah.
The first time.
I'm such in the habit of saying comeback.
Yeah.
Because of DNA and stuff. So, yeah.
Also, I love that they do comeback trailers.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's really it's really neat. I think a lot of K-pop groups do that.
It's
they have
so
like a
awesome.
Comeback.
Yeah.
They work so hard.
No, they
this
do.
This is so off topic, but when BTS had their recent comeback for DNA, those boys did not sleep. And
no.
they had like a performance for DNA where V was like falling over and RM was like on the ground and he was like totally exhausted.
Yeah.
Oh, they
work
so
hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about debut trailer.
Debut.
It uh-huh. came out on May 26th, 2013. That was the first time that the world got to have a taste of BTS.
Yeah.
And, oh my god.
Yes, it's pretty neat. So at the beginning, it's a guy speaking in English, but it's almost like it's like preparing for a test. Like
yeah, like he's instructing us. That's how I feel about it.
And so he says something like, we're going to progress to steps that are a bit more difficult. Ready, set, and begin. And then it kind of goes into RM talking or mentioning Bangtan Soyeon and getting the name out there. A big hit.
I love it because I feel like what that guy says at the beginning, it kind of represents what BTS does, which is like, we're gonna do this, we're gonna work
mm-hmm.
really hard, it's gonna be really hard,
mm-hmm.
but you know, like, the path isn't gonna be easy, but
mm-hmm.
like, we're gonna prevail and we're gonna do awesome.
Yeah.
Which is like, I just feel like they were setting it up from the beginning. Like,
uh-huh.
they never thought that they were going to get where they are now, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Later on when we start talking about No More Dream, it's interesting for me to see, like, how young they are and how little they know about what is to come. Like,
yeah.
they blew up.
Yes.
Like, when they debuted, I don't think they had any idea of what they were going to become.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Especially with the, like, Big Hit at the time was a really small company.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about the debut.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about it, too.
Yeah.
So let's go to teaser one.
Yeah.
No More Dream.
No More Dream, official teaser one. It came out June 6th, 2013.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay,
wow.
So this one starts off with really slow, jazzy, very sexy kind of music.
Yeah, it's very, I wrote that it's, when I was doing my little research,
mm-hmm.
I wrote that it was very smooth and sexy.
Yeah.
Like, it was, and then RM starts talking.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, oh, like, you're
mm-hmm.
very invited. I felt invited.
Oh, no, it's definitely inviting.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of, like, writing on the chalkboard.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when it pans away to each member.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that people really get to put a name
to
a face.
Yeah, which is a big deal.
Yeah. So it focuses in on all of them, and it's just so funny, because every time it focuses in on them, it'll put their name, and it'll go boom.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic. Like,
so dramatic.
Boom, Jungkook.
Yeah.
Boom. J-Hope.
Yeah.
It's just,
Oh, and I have to mention that Jimin's cheeks in that video. Oh my gosh. It's like baby Jimin, so he has these like little slightly chubbier cheeks and he is so adorable. Yeah. And then like when he grins, like, oh my gosh, that little smile.
Oh, when it pans to him to show Jimin, he does this little grin and like head nod thing. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's like for like half a second also.
Yeah, it's very discreet.
Why do they do this? Oh. They slip those little looks in.
Every single one of the members, when it panned in on their face, they're just like trying to be sexy. Like they probably practice that in the mirror for a good hour to get what, you know, how sexy they want their face or, you know, what exactly they're going to do.
I'm sure they did. Ugh. So, yeah, he's an actual angel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So also in that one, I just have to say, like, I feel creepy because during the No More Dream era, the member that I am most attracted to,
mm-hmm.
or my eyes are just really drawn to him, is Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so creepy because he's so young.
Yeah.
I have no idea how old he is in this video, but we know it's
he's very, like 16, very young. 17. Yeah. So, yeah.
And, I mean, we all know he's still in high school, for sure.
He has not graduated. But
he's got, like, heavy eyeliner,
mm-hmm.
and it's really dark and black, and his, like, hair is...
It, like, swoops in front of his face.
In front of his face, mm-hmm. and it's a little messy, but it's styled.
Yeah.
And when I look at him, and he's in all black and white, and he's got the black, like, little gauges in, all I can think about is just, like, when I was that young, like, his age... I would have been so attracted to him. Like, if he went to my high school and I saw him in the hallway, I would have been like, holy crap. Like,
totally.
I would want, I'd be hardcore crushing on him all the time.
Yes. Yeah, I totally get that. It's like, you don't want to say, you're not, like, attracted to him as, like, a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're attracted to him as, like, 16-year-old. Yes, yeah. I get that. That's me, too, with, like, I mean...
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier. If we saw any of the members at all, mm-hmm. like, walk down the street.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
They're just so attractive. They're too attractive.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was for teaser one.
Uh-huh.
Going on to teaser two.
Okay, No More Dream official trailer 2 came out June 9th, 2013. I really liked this one. It was a little bit longer than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And... The first one we got to, like, they introduced the members. Mm-hmm. So they were very smart because then the second one we got to kind of see, like, we got to see a little bit of the choreography. We got to see a little bit of the setting. Like, we got to see, like, a little bit of, like, their style a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got, like, the first peek really, truly into, like, what this video was going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was, I mean, I liked how they did that.
Mm-hmm. And they put a lot of the bigger parts of the video,
mm-hmm.
Of the music video in it. So I'm pretty sure they show the part where Jungkook picks up Jimin and Jimin runs across the backs of the other members and they all fall to their knees.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, like, a huge iconic moment of that. They also show when Suga shoots V,
mm-hmm.
and V kind of, you know, moves his head and stuff. That's another really iconic moment. Yeah. So it just really starts to give you an idea of what the music video is going to be like.
Of kind of, like, who they are.
Yeah.
I noticed, like, style stuff. So, like... I noticed the graffiti on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that because I thought it went along with even with just their debut trailer, mm-hmm. kind of like they were showing that they were going to be different, you know? And the like, I think graffiti is kind of like taboo, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit in society. And so BTS is kind of representing that too, you know? BTS is like being different.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think from the beginning, they were like, we're going to come in here. We're going to be a kind of rap, hip hop, K-pop group. We're going to do whatever we want.
It's a hip-hop group.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you see this teaser, too, it's... You get this hip-hop 90s feel.
Yeah. It's like... Especially in this trailer, you get, like, the bad boy, old-school, like,
old
classic
school.
90s, like, with the big gold chains and, like, the... And it's, like, a stereotypical hip-hop style of, like... They think that they're, like, coming on the scene.
Yeah.
And they're, like... They're, like, establishing themselves, you know?
And Yoongi, he joined this group. He joined BTS purely because it was, you know, this hip-hop group.
Yeah.
And so that's why he joined it. And obviously now it's become a little bit more K-pop-y, mm-hmm. but, yeah.
I mean, I think there's, a good balance in... I think there's a balance in their albums now between, like, really poppy songs and really, mm-hmm. like, hip-hoppy songs. Yeah. Like, yeah, I would kind of relate it to, like, a rapper collaborating with a pop star here in the States.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Also in this teaser, I just have to mention it because it always stands out to me, but Jungkook, he literally barks, or he, like, says, hey, at the camera, and I just...
I thought he said yeah.
Or maybe it's yeah. I don't know. Hey.
I don't know.
I think it's hey. But at first I thought he was just straight up like, woof, like barking. I was like, did he just bark at me? But I guess he says hey. But it's like, what? This boy is barking at me.
But you were totally down with it. You were like,
oh no, of course I was.
Please bark at me.
All right, let's move on to the actual music
video. Okay, so... Of course, all of this built up to No More Dream, official music video. It came out on June 11th, 2013. Mm-hmm. So.
We can talk about how it starts out. So, yeah. Jin is driving the bus.
Oh my gosh. He sucks at driving, lol. He just slams into, like, a bunch of boxes randomly in the middle of the street.
Maybe, I think they were trying to make an entrance.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's other people.
Oh, they're already breaking shit down.
Yeah. Because there's other, it's almost like they're, going to do a street dance, basically. Like, they're competing against other, it kind of looks like that,
at least. Oh, yeah. I never thought about that before.
Yeah, because there's other people there, but they're also, like, skating and doing a bunch of shit. They're just being, like, little rascals, you know, they're just messing around. So... How BTS has their own freaking bus, I don't know. But they come in on it, and they just knock over a shit ton of boxes, and they're like, we're here.
Yeah. All right.
So they all get off the bus, and it introduces all of them.
Yeah, RM. RM introduces everyone.
Yep.
And, I mean, like, there's so much to say about this music video, but this, I'm gonna say, this music video is not, like... I don't think if I was 2013 Kayla, I don't know if this would have made me fall in love with them. I think when we get to Bulletproof, that music video.
Yeah.
But I love this video because you get them introduced again. Mm-hmm. You get to hear their voice a little again. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think that like all of the rapping is very front and center and very showcased.
Yes.
I think that's what there is to appreciate about this song. I think that everyone does flawless rapping. And even, like, the vocal line, as they developed into the vocal line, like, some of them kind of, like, rap, too. I mean, Jungkook definitely raps, but, like, Jimin kind of does, like, this, like, he's not sing-songy as much. Like, he's more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not so songbirdy. They're more, like, straightforward. Yeah.
For No More Dream... Back when I was, you know, their age, 16 or whatever, this is totally something I would have been into.
Yeah.
No More Dream is, this music video is one of my all-time favorite BTS music videos.
I mean, I love the song. Love the song.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying
that for me, this is, like, in my top five.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And so when we were watching it, I'm like, man, we're going to have to dedicate a whole episode to just No More Dream because I have so much to say about it.
Yeah.
The song is super catchy and really great.
It really is.
The music video, I'm just so attracted to every single one of them. I don't know what it is, that bad boy. Like, this is when I love Jimin the most. I absolutely love Jimin and I love Jungkook. And V is my bias, but... For some reason, during this era, he's got the blonde hair. He looks super young to me. He almost looks younger than Jungkook to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the bad boy feel.
Mm.
Even for Jin, I like Jin with this bad boy
I think it works for him.
Yeah.
Even though
he has an earring in, I think, at some point.
Ooh.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I think he has an earring in at one point. I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you really notice Jin in that way.
Yeah.
And I think it takes me by surprise more because I'm never looking for Jin to, like, be really sexy. And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, in this video, Jin puts his head down a lot. And he's, like, looking up at you. And he's kind of, like, swaying. I don't know. But and his lips look really plump. I really like Jin.
Yeah.
Jin, Jimin, and Jungkook are all... I love
them all. I will say, I love Jimin so much that I just thought that I noticed him a lot in this video. Uh-huh. But after watching it with you again, you were like, wow, Jimin really stands out.
Yeah, he does. Like,
yes, he does. He's so amazing.
I love hip-hop Jimin.
Well, I mean, he has that moment in this video. Like, this is the music video where he's running on the backs, and he jumps off and he hits that high note.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. And to he's really known for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, when we were watching No More Dream, I'm like, there are so many iconic moments throughout this video that reappears even today.
I think that's like, is No More Dream, is that when they have, when they're all like lined up, or is that a different one?
Yeah, they're all lined up.
Like at the end?
Oh, that might be Bulletproof. That's Bulletproof, I think. We'll get to it.
Okay. Well, I love how Suga, I love his line at the beginning of No More Dream when he says, I want a big house, big car, and big rings. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, but I don't have any big dreams.
Yes.
And he does the classic, like, Suga squeak, you know, mm-hmm. like, he's cute, but, like, I like it a lot. And you actually, didn't you tell me something about, like, that he mentioned something about that lately?
Yeah, recently, I think it was for the new year, and I cannot remember, and I can't find it for some reason, but mm-hmm. I can't remember what exactly he said, but he said, like, basically, it's okay to not have a big dream. Like, it's okay to, you know, not have a plan or, you know, anything crazy, but he says, like, as long as you're, I don't know what he says, as long as you're happy or as long as, you know, you're fine, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to have huge dreams is basically what he's saying.
To, like, be, to, like, have what you want.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. But kind of going back to the iconic moments in mm-hmm. the video, I think we've talked a lot about Jimin being picked up mm-hmm. and Jungkook dragging him across all the members' backs. Another iconic moment is when Suga pulls out the gun, and from, like, kind of far away, he shoots V, and V's got those really thick, round glasses on, and they slide off his face.
Oh my gosh.
Another one is when J-Hope has the BTS baseball, and he pitches it right at the camera, and it slows down, like, the spinning of the ball slows down, and mm-hmm. you can read BTS across it, mm-hmm. you can see their logo. That's pretty cool. That's one of the iconic moments. And then last one is probably when Jimin lifts his shirt and you see him turn around with his abs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. You can't, that is one of the most iconic, every time they do that, every time they perform it live, mm-hmm. it's like people freak out because, like, I think Big Hit has a weird thing. Like, they don't show their abs, you know, like they're not supposed to.
It must be in their contract
somewhere. Yeah, I mean, it's like something that I've read.
Yeah, and I V went on some show where he's in high heels and he walks in those high heels. Yeah. Have you seen that? At the end, like, he's like dancing with the guys and one guy tries to pull up V's shirt and he is so quick to pull that down.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big thing when they do that and when they perform it. Like, yeah.
I mean, everyone's just waiting for Jimin to show his abs. For some reason, Jimin is the member in BTS who's designated to showing his stomach.
Yeah, I don't know why, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, should we go on to We Are Bulletproof Part 2?
Yeah, let's do Bulletproof.
Okay, so We Are Bulletproof Part 2 official music video came out on July 16th, 2013. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Part 2 just because I think it's, like, a second video that they released for this album. But I'm not really sure because there's not, like, a Bulletproof Part 1, I don't think, right?
No, I don't think so.
So it starts out with, like, close-ups of all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, real close, like, you know. So you get to see them in their outfits. I think because everyone's still kind of getting to know who's who.
Yeah.
So you get to see what they're wearing that day and their hairstyle that day.
Mm-hmm.
It starts out with Jungkook saying, my name is Jungkook.
My name's Jungkook. Well, he doesn't say it in English. He says it in Korean. But I hear, my name's Jungkook.
Yeah.
And he starts rapping.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's real cute. Yeah. It's really cute.
I think he's a good rapper. Yeah. But he's so young.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But I love this song. I think that it's so catchy. I think that it's like... To me, I feel like I would have listened to stuff just like this, like mm-hmm. Like American music in this same style mm-hmm. at this time, you know, in 2013. Like, But it's, like, just as good as, like, the Western culture music, you know, yeah. like, of what I would have been listening to. It's a really similar style
yeah.
that we had at the time playing here,
yeah.
you know?
I like this song, too, but I definitely don't like it as much as I do No More Dream.
Yeah.
Which fits, you know,
yeah.
so that we both have a lot to say about.
Yeah. Well, I just noticed all the body rolls.
Yes.
Like, there's so many body rolls, and every time, like, you kind of, it's hard not to just focus on your bias. Like, mm-hmm. I just focus on, like, my biases so much.
Well,
but
Jimin is very prevalent
yeah.
in
he kinda,
Bulletproof.
He kind of, this is kind of, like, he kind of steals the show in these videos.
He does.
In this era, which is awesome. I think, like, at that time, he was kind of, like, almost kind of like the frontman pretty boy. You know, like, mm-hmm. how now it's kind of Jungkook? Like, they always put, Jungkook's the lead vocalist. Jungkook is always, like,
he's always up front.
Yeah, he's always up front. And, like, I think that time it was kind of both of them, you know?
Yeah.
but Jimin definitely steals the show.
Yeah.
V is such a cutie. There's this one part where he, like, does this side eye. And you mm-hmm. can see a lot of the whites of his eyes, but
yeah.
also just the side eye and the angle. He really knows his angles.
Yeah.
So it really, like,
yeah.
holy crap.
Commenting on the white eyes,
yeah.
my sister, for some reason, she says when she's most attracted to V is when the whites of his eyes are showing. Like, I'll be like, oh, V, damn boy. And Brittany's like, eye whites. You see his eye whites? I'm like, gosh.
Maybe she feels like he's, like, staring into her soul
he's
or something.
He's got beautiful eyes. And he does have a lot of white to his eye showing just because they're so wide and large.
So I actually wrote, this is the video where they all lift their shirts up.
Yeah.
And at one point, of one time watching it, I, like, wrote down, no, babies, please keep your shirts down. Because
Did
they
you?
Were, like, so young. But then later on,
so we need to talk about how we actually paused. We
yes.
paused the video together
oh my gosh.
To analyze each stomach.
You need to do this. You need to, if you have never done this, go to this video, okay, to We Are Bulletproof Part 2 official music video. Between 37 seconds and 38 seconds, there is a lot happening, okay?
Because they lift their shirts.
There's one, like, split second where you can only see five of them, and there's one split second where you can see all seven.
Yeah.
So when it only shows the first five, it shows everyone besides Jin and RM, because they're, like, on the
they're
outside
on the
of,
side.
Like, the triangle. But when you pause and you can see all of them, V, goddamn V, like, his abs in
yeah.
both shots are so prevalent. It's
yeah.
like, who knew?
V in this video, and, like, right when they started and debuted, he's super scrawny. Like, he's
yeah.
not, you know, he's really small.
Yeah.
And now he's, man, he's really grown up and he's big now, but, and he's got a little bit of a tummy.
Uh-huh.
But back then, he's so thin, and you can see, I never knew he had abs. I mean, I could assume he probably
yeah.
even does now. But you can see the outlines of his abs.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa,
I mean, they
me.
Looked, like, really strong and really,
yeah.
like, okay. And then I wrote a lot about Jimin.
Okay.
He was, like, in the back
middle
right. Back
uh-huh.
middle right. He kind of, I know that Jimin is kind of a smaller frame, but he did have a slight, like, swimmer's body going on.
Uh-huh.
Like, because you could see where he was very wide up top, like, underneath his, like, armpits and shoulder area,
mm-hmm.
and then it got slimmer around, like, his hips.
Yeah.
But it looked really hot.
Yeah.
And I think what I noticed was that he used to be really stocky, which is, like, when people called him fat. But he wasn't fat. He just
yeah.
had more, he is natural, like, he was naturally, like, more muscular.
Yeah.
And so he, but because he has a smaller frame, he was, like, stocky.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, I mean,
no, he
no.
was never fat, and he's never been fat.
No,
and I
ever.
Feel so, it breaks my heart that he kind of struggled through that body image at the beginning.
Yeah.
But he's gotten so much better now, and
yeah.
you can tell. You can still kind of see that he's a
I
little
worry about him a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just want him to be happy. I want him to love himself. And,
yeah.
like, I honestly think that that's why, like, BTS puts out the music that they do, like, love
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, like, they talk about the things that they struggle with or that
mm-hmm.
bother them, you
yeah.
know? But I have to say, Jimin looked hot as fuck. He had, like, this deep line down the middle where, like, his abs were very defined
mm-hmm.
and, like, his obliques were, like, oddly really defined and really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, Suga, we noticed, he was, like, in the front.
Yeah, the front
okay.
left.
Yeah, the front
mm-hmm.
left. And he was kind of like arching his back a little bit.
Yeah.
Like as he was pulling up his shirt.
They all kind of like leaned back a little bit because they end up doing like a pelvic thrust.
Oh, yeah. But he had like a deep V, which I mean, I don't know about you, but
And
not,
the happy trail.
Yeah, the V and the happy trail. Like, oh my, can you imagine Suga like walking on the beach with like swim trunks on, but they're too low so you can see like the deep V?
The definition. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's really hot. Okay.
So for Jungkook, I just wrote that he is so young. He looks so tiny. Like, he doesn't really look like he's got any abs going on.
No, he doesn't.
He's totally ripped now. I mean, he's the biggest member now.
Yeah. But I think Jimin was the biggest member then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But Jungkook, his stomach just looks so, like,
He looks like a boy.
He looks like a boy. Yeah. That's really what it is. For this cut, when you can't see RM or Jin yet, then there's J-Hope. J-Hope just has a really long torso, but he's got some abs going on,
too. Yeah, he does.
But his face is really distorted when he draws it.
I mean, it's hard to tell, like, Brittany, your sister, thought that it wasn't him.
Yeah.
But it definitely, I think his face, because they're younger, I think his face is just thinner.
It's thin.
You know?
And they're also young.
Yeah, and he's always had such a long face. Like, they've all grown up, and as you grow up, your face matures and changes. Like,
So let's talk about RM and Jin. RM, he's in the back right when it pans, you know, so that you can see all of them.
Yeah.
And it almost looks like he's sucking in.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he actually is.
No, I feel like...
His ribs are prominent. You can see his ribs.
His ribs are prominent, and you can see, like, a line down the middle of his stomach, but I feel like it's, like, kind of abs. It almost does look like he's sucking in a little bit, which kind of cracks me up about RM, because I just feel like he's kind of dorky.
He's so dorky.
And awkward, and I love him so much, and I just feel like even, like, he does not need to suck in.
Yeah.
Like, no, okay, nobody needs to suck in. Be your true self. Live your life. Your body is your body, and however your body is right now is how it's supposed to be. But RM doesn't need to suck in. Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So I just think it's so funny because he's such, like, I could see him, like, just being really awkward.
Yeah, he was probably rude about it.
Instinctively, like, in defensive mode.
He's probably flexing his abs. But Jin is to the far left.
Oh my God.
I'm talking about Jin now.
Yeah.
I can't really see too many abs, but what I can notice about him is that his stomach is wider. Like, Jungkook's is real small.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Jin, you can tell he's the oldest.
He's a man.
Yeah, he's getting manlier.
He is the only man at this point. The only one that I'd be like, yes, that's a man.
Yeah, he's just bigger.
Yeah.
But no real, like, abs. I'm sure he's got some. But.
Yeah. The other thing that I love about this era is that Jimin is always sleeveless.
Yes. Yeah. And I have a weird little kink for seeing any BTS members' armpit hair.
Oh, what?
You don't think it's sexy? You don't think it's sexy? I think it's sexy.
I've never noticed.
Well, they don't have any facial hair, like, you know, like, I'm sure, I mean, I know they shave.
Have you watched, like, a compilation video?
No, I haven't. I'm surprised you don't find it sexy.
I've just never noticed it.
I think there's one video where J-Hope is, like...
I'm, like, crying.
Yeah, J-Hope's trying to jump on, like, a banana boat.
I know that clip.
But his arms are up and you can see his armpit hair. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, you're a man.
I mean, he's screaming like a little girl. You can see his armpit hair. And I think it's sexy.
I'm not kink shaming you.
Okay. I felt like I needed to.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've just never noticed. I'm going to go home and watch armpit hair videos.
I'm going to look for it because I never have. I'm sure there are.
BTS armpit clips.
All right.
Let's look right now. Okay. So, of course, also in the song, you get more Suga squeaks, which I think is, like, iconic. Like, I talked about... Oh.
Suga squeaks.
Yeah, when he raps, he kind of does, like, a little squeak sometimes. You never noticed that?
No.
It's really cute.
Can you do it for me?
No, I can't. Because I don't know his... I
don't
cannot
know Korean?
Rap. I don't know Koreans.
It's not that kind of can't rap. Like, it's, I can't rap, but also I don't know Korean.
That's the main issue here. But,
can I tell, you know, can I say something about this yeah, music video?
Yeah.
This is why I'm not the biggest fan of it, is because I don't like the outfits. I can't do the gaudy gold accent. Like, what V is wearing is so cringy.
Because it doesn't look like good gold either. It's like really yellowy.
It reminds me, I think I've told you this, it reminds me of like a gross Greek man who's hairy and trying to hit on me, but has like all these gold accent, like gold rings and shit, and like
please move away.
Yeah. So I just don't. I think it's gaudy, but they thankfully end up going away from that outfit. But I don't like the gold accent. I think it's tacky.
Well,
I other than that, and Jungkook is also wearing like a football player.
Oh yeah,
like
in I was the gonna helmet. Say with along with like. I just think that they're, like, really sporty, but also bad boy.
Yeah, I really do like that Suga has the snowboard, though.
I love
think that's cool.
I love his headgear that he wears. I think it's really cool. I think it stands out.
I think
out.
It's cool that the lights are on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, that kind of makes me think of Dope. You know in Dope when it's Suga's part at the beginning of the video, and, like, there's those drones that are flying?
Oh, yeah.
And they have, like, the lights on them?
Yeah.
I kind of, like, I don't know. I wonder if they thought of that.
Yeah,
probably
maybe.
Not. Probably not. Okay. But I, okay, so I wanted to talk about kind of the rap styles.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to talk about RM because I didn't really take note of RM. I mean, I'm
in
sure.
This video?
I'm sure it was great because all of RM's raps are great and I think that they really, like, bring the song together. But what I noticed was Suga, I mean, his rap is always flawless and he definitely has his own style.
Mm-hmm.
J-Hope, I thought about J-Hope a lot. Because when I was watching this video, I was like, wow, he's not really, like, standing out. And to me now, he stands out when he raps, like, when he has his parts. And so I was thinking, why? And I think it's because his rapping is, like, slower in this song. And I don't think that he's quite developed his own style.
Mm-hmm.
Because... you know, he, like, we know he was just a street dancer.
Yeah, he's a great dancer.
Yeah,
that's why he got into BTS.
An amazing dancer, but he learned how to, like, rap and sing for BTS.
Yeah.
So I think he was just, like, you know, kind of developing his own thing, or maybe didn't even really have his own style at that time.
Yeah, you could tell he was definitely in the process of learning how
to
rap.
Yeah.
And I think he got good enough to do these songs.
Yeah.
But... when you listen to this, you know, if you listen to Bulletproof, him rapping in Bulletproof,
and then listen
to
Mic Drop,
or Mike, oh my god,
Mic
Drop. Yeah.
Cypher 4, too,
Cypher
I mean,
4, yes.
Cypher 4 is the, I still, that's, I mean.
It's great.
It's
one of
it
the
is
best,
one of
yeah.
the most,
yeah.
like, it is a perfect song.
Yeah.
Because it starts with RM.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he kills it, he starts it out, and he's so good, and he knows how to pull us into a song.
He's a powerhouse.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a powerhouse.
Yes, he's amazing. And then J-Hope comes in, and he's so fucking fun.
He has a lot of voice inflection.
He has a lot of energy and swag, and yes, his inflection, like, really pulls you in. And I'm thinking specifically about that video.
Like that,
it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so catchy.
Yeah.
You're like, it's different, it's fun, like, and you can tell he's having a good time.
Yeah.
And then Suga fucking ends it.
And
he kills it. I mean, like, you
We're
cannot...
We're cussing in this podcast now.
I mean, I think we've done it anyways.
Okay, we need to go back to Bulletproof, though.
Yeah, okay,
we
sorry.
Because we still have no after this.
There's a lot of gun choreography.
There is a lot of gun
bang,
choreography,
bang.
But it is also called Bulletproof.
Yep. They're really driving their name home.
I have to talk about the ending of the music video. So at the end, J-Hope...
Nope, go ahead.
Okay. At the end, J-Hope, it starts off with him kind of like breakdancing, basically. So he comes in and he falls to one knee.
Oh my
and
God.
It looks so painful, but he just...
Even care.
Yeah, no, he just is doing all this shit. And then he, like, lands on both knees and bends all the way back to the ground.
Yeah.
And Jimin jumps.
Yes.
And does that flip over.
Iconic
him.
Jimin jump.
Yes. But then after, I kind of couldn't stop looking at J-Hope, even though Jimin started dancing. J-Hope gets up and just walks away with so much swag. Like, that's nothing.
J-Hope.
Yeah, J-Hope. Yeah.
Did I tell you that I found out where that came from?
J-Hope.
Yeah,
it's
you know.
Isn't it just Suga?
No.
Really?
No. I don't think. Okay, so I saw this really short little clip, And it's all BTS standing there. I feel like at the end of a fan signing or something, they're like on one of those little stages with a table.
Uh-huh.
And J-Hope is on the end, and the camera angle is kind of from like the side, so you see J-Hope the most, but like mm-hmm. you can see all of them. But then all of a sudden you hear someone go like scream, like shrill, J-Hope!
Really?
Yeah, and he like looks and he does this face where he's like, like he's like, who, what the fuck, like who's that excited about me?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, and that's like, I think that they mentioned that like that's why they do it, and I think that's really funny. So that's what I was thinking of when he like fell to the ground. I was thinking J-Hope.
Yeah.
Like, I also have to say, before we stop talking about We Are Bulletproof Part 2, we mentioned pausing between 37 and 38 seconds. If you love Jimin, like I do,
yes.
you need to pause at 3:21. He is so cute. He has, like, his arms up in the air, mm-hmm. and he has, like, his face really open and his eyes really big, and, like, he just looks, like, adorable. In the middle of this, like, really bad boy hardcore,
yeah.
like, we're really cool
yeah.
song, he just looks absolutely adorable.
I just randomly paused it on that, too. Like, I was trying to pause it because we were doing something, and then it paused right there. And
oh
you were
gosh.
Like, and I was, like, talking, and then I just hear Kayla go, Jimmy! Oh, my God!
Look, we've cried over songs before. I never ever thought that I would, like, even get close to, like, tearing up about We Are
Bulletproof.
But like at the end when it was over, I was like, I'm emotional.
It's amazing how much we love them.
I think like we take for granted, you know, like what we have in BTS now, and we forget like where they started, and
mm-hmm.
to be able to see where they started, you know,
mm-hmm.
like in a small company, not like a lot of like production money or anything like that, and like they were amazing. Like earlier we literally flipped out and like ran around the room.
Yeah, no, I
we
fell
could
to
not
the ground.
Handle it.
That's coming up. Let's talk about
okay,
that.
Okay.
Last thing about Bulletproof, also at the end, Jungkook does that hat trick thing. I felt the need to mention it because I feel like a lot of people just remember that that thing that he does there at the end where he's just playing with the hats, but it's pretty cool. So yeah, so after that, we decided to do No or if the
mm-hmm.
Oh, Are You Late Too?
Yeah.
So I decided to do No. And so Kayla's like, all right, let's watch the comeback trailer.
And you know, this actually didn't come out that much later than the music video for Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Because that came out in what did we say?
June.
This one came out on September 4th of the same year of 2013. Just the comeback trailer.
Mm-hmm.
For the album.
Yeah.
Not for No More Dream, but for, or not, sorry, not for No, but for the album, Oh, Are You Late Too?
Yeah.
I wrote down your first reaction.
Yes.
Okay, this is right when this started. This is, like, the video that you were, like, if you weren't already into them, you were, like, holy shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, before we started watching it, I was, like, okay, it's just a comeback trailer. Like,
yeah.
I thought it was gonna be, like, a lot of words or something like that.
I
know I've obviously seen this before, but I wasn't really paying attention, so when it first started playing, because you were like, are you ready? You know,
yeah.
to like start watching. I was like, yeah, whatever. I was whatever about it. And then she started playing it. I was like, holy crap. No, I'm not prepared for this. I'm not prepared. I forgot how good this video is.
Oh my gosh.
This comeback trailer for
I wrote down that you literally said, ooh, fuck, I totally forgot about this.
Yeah. So this is the video that I actually felt. This is when we...
Yeah.
Freaked out. I
yeah.
fell to the ground.
Yeah.
I was crawling on the ground, like, hands on my face, just,
pining.
Like, stressed out
yeah.
to the max.
Yeah. They stress us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, about this comeback trailer,
yeah.
the dancing.
Yes.
It's all dancing.
Yeah.
And it's, at the very beginning, you can see, like, the BTS socks,
yes.
which I really want a pair of those.
I really love those.
Yeah.
I love that they're, like, wearing shorts with the socks. I don't know why. I like
yeah.
the look. I think it looks good.
Yeah. So, it starts off, and, like, you know, it's, like, you know, and they get caught, and they're, like, this is the police. Put your weapons down. Hands up. And, like, and hands up.
Yeah.
And, like, they put their hands up.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's just, like, right there. I was, like, all right. I can't handle this.
Oh my gosh. And then it like, it kind of like goes like, do, 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 do. Like it has
like a dubstep.
Yeah, an EDM style, which is really cool because we don't see them with that a lot. But like we get to see like their movements, their dancing right there is on point.
Yeah, oh my so gosh. Then they all are, like, you know, kind of walking back with their hands up, and then they start shooting. And I mean, they're dancing like crazy, but they start shooting, and they all fall to the ground eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And then RM comes out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. RM in this part where he's walking towards you, and, like, he, like, you know, like, kind of, like, punches down to the ground, and then everyone kind of comes up.
They, like, bounce off.
They're, like, coming back to life. Like, you hear, like, the beep, beep, like, the heart. You know, the heart rate kind of thing.
No, he says, are you ready?
Yeah, he's like, are you ready?
Like, no.
No, I'm not ready. And then we totally forgot. So then they all get up and they all start dancing really hard. And then they just rip their shirts off. We were not ready for that.
Oh my God, it's too good. It's like.
They stress us out. They purposely. This is why they have fangirls, because they do shit like this.
I mean, it was just so dramatic and so epic. And it like. It does stress me out. It like hurts my soul in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wrote down, sorry, I can't form actual thoughts and like thoughtful responses about this video because it's just too fucking good.
The choreography
blows your mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I think I've mentioned this. That's how like I first fell in love with BTS, was like their choreography was mind blowing to me. You know?
Yeah.
So this video,
they're all so badass.
Dude.
They're so attractive. All right, so then there's like I'm probably gonna combine teaser one and teaser two.
Mm-hmm.
For No.
They're just really short.
Yeah. But during No More Dream, I'm not really too into V. But with this Are You Late Too album, is kind of when I start getting into V a little bit. He's got purple hair now.
Ooh, yeah.
And he's, I just don't like V with blonde hair. I don't know why. but he's got that purple hair and he just starts to be a little bit cuter to me.
Uh-huh.
But in the first teaser, they zoom in on Suga's face, and he's got that heavy eyeliner under his eyes.
Well, they all do. They all have that black eyeliner on their lower waterline.
Yeah. And their hair is all very neatly placed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very flat, very straight.
Well, because they're fitting into the mold, Bethany.
Oh, that's right.
They're fitting in. That's what, you know, like, they're, I put that it's really suspenseful. Because you get all these close-up shots. You see the eyeliner. They all look very, like, stoic, you know, and but they look really sexy.
Yeah.
And then Jungkook starts a riot at the end. But
The thing about this podcast that is really great is that I'm the one who I think tends to fangirl and be like, they're so hot. Oh my God. And you're like, but let's look into the deep meaning of everything. And there is so much like deep thought put into all of their music.
And I love fangirl. I just don't think that I outwardly do it a lot as much. Like I don't react as much to it, but I love them for like who they are at the core, as well as you know.
And so what's neat about going from No More Dream, they're in all black with like a little bit of white, but then in this one they go into all white.
Mm-hmm.
They still got the gold chains, but they are all white with a little bit of like red contrasting.
Yeah.
Like
the
pills they, you know, end up taking are red.
Yeah.
I think that doesn't the guy who they kind of, like, take over, he's got, like, a red
face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I think it still seems bad boy.
Oh, it is.
Even with all the white, I think, like, with all the black clothing style, they were going for, like, a hardcore bad boy style. And they still pull it off with the white.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
They're going against, like, resistance.
Right.
You know, they're fighting.
Right.
They're, you know, causing a riot.
And I think, like, that this is a good place to just talk about the actual music
video. Yeah, let's just talk about the music video.
Okay, so I don't know when it came out, but the No music video, it was really awesome. Right?
Yeah.
It started with all of them sitting down in those desks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it kind of builds up. You see, there's a lot of, like, math equations, and there's, like, a teacher or an instructor in front who is pointing to all these different things, and they're, like, forced, basically, to take this pill, you know, and they're, you can see that they're trying to fit, you know, and do what they're told to do and be disciplined and all this other stuff, but they don't kind of really want to be there. And Jungkook is the one who ends up starting the riot.
Yeah.
So he gets up from his desk and he walks over And I think I saw somewhere that Jungkook felt uncomfortable doing this, doing this part, you know?
He didn't want to be bad.
He didn't want to, I mean, he is totally capable.
Yeah.
But he just felt weird, maybe being the youngest, but he just felt uncomfortable being the one to throw the first punch, you know? Well, he kind of but then shortly after that, V, I think, is the next one who kind of starts getting up. They're all kind of starting to move in the desk. But V, straight up takes his foot and just pushes the desk and throws the desk down. And Jimin
threw a chair.
Yeah, Jimin has a chair.
Jimin threw a chair, and then later he definitely threw books. And I will maintain that there was also a shot of him throwing a desk.
No.
That was totally him.
No, he was. Yeah. He did not throw a desk.
He did not.
I think you're just thinking,
also,
your mind.
By the way, this
up.
Music video came out on September 10th, 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we know. Yeah. But, earlier when we watched it again with Brittany, she said that we should do a hashtag BTS body roll challenge.
Yeah. Well, this video, there's a lot of rolls.
So many body rolls.
We roll.
Okay. We're going to get copyright infringement.
Uh-oh.
But, so many body rolls. I think they made the song just to have an excuse to do body rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the beginning, the blank face that Jungkook has when it zooms in on him and he's rapping.
Oh my god, yeah.
Why is he so stunning?
He's super stunning.
I mean, and it makes it really interesting. It, makes him really seem like he's being controlled. And I have this whole theory about this music video, which I think is pretty straightforward. But, they're all kind of, they take that red pill and they're controlled.
Yeah.
But then, that white space with, the fabric going into the background, you know? They're, all kind of trying to break out.
Yeah.
And then the riot starts and they actually do break out.
Yeah. I think it's really great at the beginning when Jungkook starts rapping and how blank his face is.
Yeah.
Jungkook is very good with, keeping eye contact with the camera.
Oh my gosh.
Even today, no matter what he's doing, he can find the camera and he knows just how to look at it that you're you can't look away. So he's super stunning when he starts rapping there.
Seriously.
Jimin again is wearing a bra tank.
Yeah.
Armpit hair.
Yeah, he has coconut hair at this point. But he threw a fucking chair. What more? He's so hot. Okay. I have to say that a lot of people make fun of Suga a lot in this video because of his hair. That they style it all flipped out and curled, like spiral curled forward on top and flipped out, and it looks really silly because it is not him at all.
Yeah.
And none of them have ever worn their hair even close to that again.
Did I ever tell you that my friend Morgan, who also likes BTS, she was trying to find Pink's hairstyle, the singer Pink.
Yeah.
She was trying to find Pink's hairstyle, and under Google Images, Suga, it's Min Yoongi, and it just shows him with the hair and the red hair and the bandana.
Oh my god.
And when I was hanging out with Morgan, she's like, yeah, when I Googled it, look at what came up, and she showed me that, and I just thought that was hilarious.
That is so funny.
He looks like a housewife.
He looks like Pink in that music video. I wanted to say he's still cute, even with that hair and even with the bandana, because a boy can fuck up a headband. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's
true.
Put
a headband on
completely.
Him. Okay, take the bandana from the top of his head, from slide it 4 inches forward, put it on its forehead.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
I mean, he rocks it in mic drop.
Yeah. But that hairstyle, I just...
In this video, also, Jin's lips stand out to me a lot. Jin just has these such big, plump lips. And it's not the full lip. It's just where, the peaks of your lips are.
Yeah.
And, the bottom part of your, lip. It's so plump.
It looks really... It's, really alluring.
It's very alluring.
The last thing that I wrote about this video is that I am honestly blown away. I mean, they have, three or four different sets in this video, the room, all the white area, and then the hands coming out of the ground.
My favorite part is when they've got the string instruments out and going up the stairs are two lines on both ends of the stairs. They've got just people playing the violin. One, you know, there's like one person on each stair going up. I'm like, whoa, that is cool.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So cool. And then I think they've got other string instruments down on the ground.
Yeah.
I also love, like, kind of in that white room, so it's kind of like, dum, you know, mm-hmm. and like they're kind of like the resistance is fighting back. And they have like their hands behind their head and they fall to the ground on their knees.
Yeah.
That is one of the sexiest
things. Oh my
things.
Gosh. Yeah. Isn't that, with, like, the hands in the background?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, and Jimin is, like, just by himself, like, he's trapped. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, they all run through and they, like, make a formation.
And Jimin does and his, they, you know,
jumps through. Mm-hmm. Another iconic moment.
Yes.
Like, it's so, I mean, like, really, honestly blown away.
Yeah. And at the end of that video, they just don't stop growling. They're like, rah! Like, they're always going,
that, I mean, that's perfectly exactly what they do.
Yeah.
But I love that you notice the growling.
Oh, yeah. Because I growl at them all the time. Anytime I see V do something sexy, I'm like, ugh.
Why do you do this?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we did decide to do this as an episode.
I know. I'm
it's
glad
probably
that,
really long.
I'm glad that you were able to come in town this weekend.
Yeah, it worked out really
because,
well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so dedicated to this podcast.
Me too. This is so great.
I'm in love with it.
This is so great.
Yeah. We hope that you all are enjoying it.
Yeah. So if anyone out there is listening, I made a Twitter. I made a Gmail. On Twitter, we are StanningBTSPod. Like, at StanningBTSPod, so follow us on Twitter, DM us. At Gmail, we are StanningBTSPodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And you can always also find us on our Instagram that we started before we started this podcast, called Suga Vree Cookie Jams. We'll put all that information in the description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So keep listening and keep Stanning BTS.